Thousands of Alaskans lost their jobs in 2016, and in the forecast for 2017, it doesn't look like the economy is going to stop shrinking anytime soon. Oil prices, the foundation of the state's economy, have rebounded slightly, but not enough to balance the state's budget. A new state economic forecast predicts layoffs and job losses in nearly every sector. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
State economists say cuts in the oil and gas industry, construction, and the public sector have been so deep they're causing job losses in nearly every other sector of the economy. Alaska's Department of Labor and Workforce Development economists say the state's economy is in decline, and for the first time in decades, the state's going to have to fund the majority of its budget with something other than oil revenue. But oil industry losses, the catalyst for the state's rapidly shrinking economy, are expected to slow. According to the state's employment forecast for 2017, the oil industry is still expected to shed 1,400 jobs this year, but that's about half of what it lost last year. While oil prices are the main driver for the economy, state economist Carolyn Schultz says they're relatively easy to predict. The big unknown now is political.
Legislative decisions and budget decisions made by the legislature and the governor, I mean, we don't have as good of a read on how that's all going to pan out.
Schultz says whatever the legislature decides to do this year probably won't solve all of the state's budget problems, but could go a long way toward boosting consumer confidence and encouraging new business. Sectors of the economy like arts and entertainment and recreation will see big losses in 2017 as people spend less money. And while a good tourist season will help with that loss, this year could be rough on restaurants and bars. The financial services are also expected to take a hit as real estate and demand for financing slows. And the public sector will be thinned again as well. At least 1,300 jobs were cut in 2016, and Governor Bill Walker introduced a budget in mid-December that calls for another 400 state jobs to be cut by December of 2017. There are some bright spots. The healthcare industry is expected to keep adding jobs as the state's population ages. In fact, it's the only industry forecasted to grow, adding 500 new jobs this year. And military spending is up, with nearly $550 million in new hangars, buildings, and construction contracts between Eielson and Fort Wainwright bases in Fairbanks. In Anchorage and southeast Alaska, the tourism industry could get a boost from large numbers of out-of-state travelers, and cruise ship bookings are up. Schultz says there weren't a lot of surprises for economists when they were crunching the numbers for the 2017 forecast.
We're kind of past the hard part where we had to predict, you know, when the rough times were going to start. So now we definitely can, in retrospect, identify that, you know, they really started in 2016.
She says the new excitement is to predict when the state starts to come out of this slump, but that likely won't happen in 2017. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.